when is Drake May going to play for the Patriots? Not today, barring injury. Jacoby Brissett, still the starter. My understanding is still a ways away from being on the field. The Patriots have not started the ramp-up process. He's still getting about 30% of the snaps in practice. Looks to me, Rich, still like it is Jacoby Brissett going forward for New England.
That was Ian Rapoport before the game yesterday. It's going to be a while, he said.
Maybe things have changed. Maybe they weren't prepared for how bad that was. That's been my thought all along, is this whole Drake May plan when they drafted him and, you know, were trying to develop him through camp. They being Mayo, Van Pelt, Wolf, maybe even Kraft, they all for some reason thought Brissett was better than he is. And he didn't have a very good camp, he started decent, right? But I think it was also comparing it to a rookie who was just showing up with pros for the first time. But then he wasn't very good in those preseason games. And then the way he's played it out during the these first four games, like, I think they expected the play to be better, and they're sort of ignoring it because they're like, well, we don't want to play Drake May too early. And yeah, then you're left with this.
I don't get it. I really don't. And you look at the rookie quarterbacks who are playing throughout the league, as you've illustrated, all with bad offensive lines. The Bears are not ruining Caleb Williams. The Broncos are not ruining Bo Nix. Jaden Daniels looks like a future star. All of those teams are at least 500. Bears and Broncos are 2-2. Washington, maybe a playoff team for all we know, they're at 3-1. So you look at the rest of the league, how the rookies are faring, and we did that after 2 weeks. It looked terrible for the rookies. We'll do it again after a month. It looks better. You shouldn't be afraid to play a rookie, I don't think. You shouldn't be afraid to play this rookie here. And how much longer can you play non-competitive football? Like, this is what I don't get.
They're putting it to the test.
And I forget who said it this morning. It might have been Chris Curtis. It might have been Greg. I forget who said it. But the idea that we're merit-based and we're going to go out there and we're going to reevaluate, and it's all about competition. The team's not competitive.
No.
The quarterback isn't making competitive plays. Again, you were down 20-0 yesterday, in part because of a pick six, in part because Ramondre Stevenson can't hold on to the football. And when you pushed it a little bit and made it 20-10, when you got a gift wrap fumble and you still took forever, it felt like, to punch it into the end zone and needed four downs just to score and make it 20-10, Brock Purdy drops back 53 yards, Deebo Samuel, boom. The route's on again. So you're non-competitive. If you were at least competitive like the first 2 weeks, you beat the Bengals, you go to overtime against Seattle, I get it. Now I don't get it. He's missing plays out there. He's holding onto the ball for too long. The pick six, Jacoby Brissett missed a wide-open Pop Douglas across the middle of the field, and he had time. He had time on that throw. So you can't keep doing that. And I don't care if Drake May's not ready. And furthermore, how do we even know? Like, all these people out there assuming, well, you can't start him until he's ready. How do you know? Yeah. How do you know? Everything we hear is that he's doing great in practice. Players are raving about him.
No, but
the coaching
also
staff says he does great. Yeah. So how do you know he's not ready?
Well, you can't play him until he's ready, / can't play him until the O-line's good, / like all these different
things. Well, that'll never happen.
That's what I'm saying.
The O-line will never
just
happen.
So now your number three pick, you're just going to stash him? Like, what are we, like, you can't do that. I think the chances of Drake May being great with, you know, Pop Douglas as his number one receiver and Alex Van Pelt as his play caller seem
very slim.
Slim right now.
Yeah.
But also, we'd like to see it before you write that off. Like, I can't say it's never going to happen if we don't see it. And so, yeah, I absolutely think he needs to play. It's hard to find that perfect spot. You know, Caleb Williams is running for his life. Jaden Daniels does not have a great offensive line and only has one guy really to throw to.
This week is the perfect spot. Miami's the perfect spot. Dolphins are on a short week. Let's see how Tyler Huntley looks tonight against the Titans. But, like, this is the perfect spot. And as you said, Keith, I didn't realize your tweet had gone viral. Nesson picked it up.
Yeah, they sure did.
What was that? The Foxborough
show.
Foxborough Rush?
Rush. Yep, they were on it.
They picked up your tweet.
They knew.
It's going to look like a Rays game at the Trop. And that's not the reason to start Drake May, but it's a consideration.
I bet the people way upstairs might start to feel differently.
The Patriots are unwatchable, and they've been non-competitive. So how do you feel about it? 617-779.
Not great.
793-7. Let's go to Brock in Middleborough. Go ahead, Brock.
This team is frustrating for a couple different reasons. One, all the quarterbacks picked around Drake May are playing, improving every week. Some are looking real good. So, I don't know, maybe we picked the wrong guy there. And then in terms of if the plan is to play somebody else and a backup quarterback, you know, a veteran quarterback, let's see, Minshew, Willis, Dalton, Flacco, Fields, They were all dirt cheap.
Great point.
All doing much better than Jacoby Brissett. So my question is, do the people pick in the players? Did we just pick two wrong quarterbacks in this situation? What the hell is going on?
Okay.
Great point, Brock. We were getting texts about the same thing.
Hang on.
Put the Drake May. Oh, go ahead.
Do you think they picked the wrong guy in Drake May?
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that.
But could they have done better than Brissett? That's
100%. We felt it at the time. This is not revisionist history. So put the Drake May thing to the side, right? Because that is more split than I thought. So there are people that want to play him right away. There are people that think he needs to sit because the environment is so bad. Fine. Let's just put Drake May. We're not even going to discuss Drake May here for a minute. Jacoby Brissett is your starter. That's what you came up with. In a year where Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, I know he ended up staying, but Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, the way that he's playing, Malik Willis, who looked pretty good in the start, Gardner Minshew, all these guys were available. I'm not trying to tell you any
Flacco.
Of them are amazing.
Flacco. Flacco looked incredible yesterday. He was great when he took over for the Browns last year.
Van Pelt's guy.
Which means you'd have a familiarity with the offense here, right?
Yeah, Brissett was the worst choice. It was the worst choice. Why they pounced on that is beyond me, and you're kind of getting what you pay for.
So, no, that's a great second guess. I don't think they picked the wrong guy. They couldn't have taken Jaden Daniels.
No,
right?
Daniels and Williams were off the board, and those teams weren't going to trade.
If you want to go back and relitigate that, then they would have had the tank at the end of the year to get Jaden Daniels, or they should have taken a receiver like Neighbors or Marvin Harrison instead of May. That's not my concern. But the concern about Brissett and if they got the right guy, Flacco. Minshew is 2-2.
Justin Fields, if your plan was not to play Drake
Fields
May,
is 3-1. He had a great day yesterday. Yeah. Now they were behind and they were chasing the score, but he had a great day.
But again, if you wanted Brissett knowing that Drake May was going to play early on, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even that mad about it.
You picked the wrong vet.
But if you wanted to play a guy for 5, 10, 15, maybe the whole season, then you needed to do a lot better than Jacoby Brissett.
100%. And so there were other names that moved around. I don't think Dalton moved. But, like, Sam Darnold is another one. There were other quarterbacks that are playing really well that you could have had, and you chose Brissett.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
That's on Elliott Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. Joe's in Randolph. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
The way I see it, I don't think it's about May. The team is in such disarray that the team is not ready for May to start. I think
What do they do? So the team's not ready for, I've heard this before, Drake May. What do they do then? Drake May just doesn't play all year? Is that what they do?
At least until the team seems to play a little more proficiently.
Okay, they're not going to. That's not going to happen. Okay? So
right,
like,
but
the camp is with Joe. I'm not saying you're wrong,
but just
understand. Your solution is Drake May doesn't see the field this year. That's your solution. If you can't play Drake May until the team is ready for Drake May, this team will not be ready for Drake May.
But it can't be Brissett then. But that's my takeaway today. I don't know. Somebody else. Somebody not named Jacoby Brissett. Because I don't think the play Drake May people are going to be able to convince the don't play Drake May people and vice versa. Right? Because we'll end up just screaming at each other. Be like, you're going to break them. You're not going to break them. But we can all agree that Jacoby Brissett shouldn't play.
Yeah.
And so they bungled this thing from Jump Street, whether it was keep Bailey Zappi around because at least he's been on the team, or have somebody with more experience other than Joe Milton on the roster so you can keep Drake May safe and you can wait for the old line to have 5 all pros and you can wait for Justin Jefferson to show up and everything else. But you need to play somebody other than Jacoby Brissett to give you a chance. Carolina is the living, breathing proof of this. They look like the only team in the league worse than the Patriots for 2 weeks. They changed their quarterback. They've gone 1-1 and look competitive and score points. So they changed their quarterback. They found a veteran quarterback that everybody thought was a joke, and Andy Dalton's looked pretty good for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Dalton, by the way, yesterday.
He had a couple tugs, right?
He had, they had 3 touchdowns as an offense. He threw for 220. And total yards, what did they put up?
24.
They put up 375 yards of offense. So again, did they win the game? No. And they lost to the Bengals, who the Patriots beat.
But they're warming up.
Fine. But the idea that you could be more functional on offense by making a quarterback switch, I think that's being proven around the league. But the Patriots are afraid to do it, and a lot of you are afraid to do it.
The Colts. Anthony Richardson, now he might be an example of a guy that was thrown in there too soon if you want to use that, but then they were sort of forced into
the
quarterback because he gets hurt every game,
yeah.
But that's a him issue. But then Joe Flacco goes in there and he's spinning around, the offense looks better.
Could have had Flacco. You don't have Flacco. Flacco looked great.